OMI International Arts Center in Ghent, New York is a not-for-profit arts organization with residency programs for international visual artists, writers, translators, musicians, and dancers. OMI seeks to foster an environment of creative exploration and exchange, professional opportunity and exposure in a stylistically and cultural diverse community for creative artists from around the world. 30 artists from 24 countries have been at Art OMI for the past 4 weeks, and their visual arts residency culminates with Art OMI Weekend on July 12th to 13th, which is this coming weekend. Here to tell us more about the work that they're doing at Art OMI and about Art OMI itself, we welcome Ruth Adams, director of Art OMI. Thank you very much for being here, Ruth.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. And we have the artists themselves, Taro Hattori.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Okay. And if I mispronounce your name, you will correct me. And then Ira Eduardovna.
Yeah. Hi.
Excellent. Hello. Thank you. And Laura Baladi.
Yes, it's correct. Hello.
Okay,
how
great.
Are you?
Thank you very much. It is lovely to have you all here. Let us begin with you, Ruth, of how this has been going over the past 4 weeks and what's been going on there in Ghent.
Well, every 4 weeks we do have these 30 artists come, and they come from all over the world. It's always kind of wonderful for us because we don't know what they're going to do. They're invited to come here and experience the country, experience community with one another, and also with invited curators, museum people, gallery owners, other artists, writers from the city. And they really form community while making art, making their work. Some of them experiment. Some of them collaborate. But whatever they do, they walk away with, I think, a sense of their work in a larger community.
What have you found of doing this for a while now of what the overall impact is? In the sense of you do this for 4 weeks and then you move on, and what the impact is that comes back to us later, do you think?
Well, I've been at OMI now for 14 years, and I started running the artist program. And I have to say that it can be life-changing for artists. I mean, artists don't get the kind of support that they get in this is almost a little bubble. They get cooked for, and they're treated really like kings and queens, I hope. And
we're spoiled.
Yeah.
Yes.
and you know what? I think what happens is that it really allows them to, you know, instead of making your work in the daily grind where you're having to cook and you have to worry about your career and you've got to worry about your job and your family, you get to kind of step outside and have that real focus just on your work. And I think for a lot of people that does change their art practice. I think it brings a new level of maybe engagement for a lot of people, of even deepens the seriousness of their investigation. I think it can, for some people also, to form, I mean, just simply to meet a bunch of people that live all over the world, get to travel to see them all later. For years, people continue to keep in touch and support one another as a community. So I think it can be profound.
So, Laura, tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing and what the last couple of weeks have been like.
I've been having an extraordinary time. I'm not used to doing residency, so this is quite a beautiful experience for me. And I don't normally see that many artists for such a long period. So it's been an amazing opportunity to have very interesting and also very witty conversations with a lot of very interesting people. And the work I've been doing has been a little bit, has been very interesting because I'm in between two very big projects. I'm about to go to MIT in September for a fellowship. So I'm preparing for it. So I've been looking at the archive that I've been building towards that project and looking at my general archive that I've been building since maybe 15 years. And from there, extracting new ideas for my next project, so MIT and beyond.
So your specific art form is?
I'm a visual artist, and I do a lot of installation work from architecture to photography.
Okay, so that is that is what you've been able to focus on for the last.
I've been focusing on my visual archive to organize for the projects that I'm about to engage in.
Okay, so it's not actually creating as much as sort of organizing and figuring out how to
prepare it. In my case, yes. Absolutely. In my case, it's not been about painting or producing an end result, if you want, while I'm here, but it's really been about having the luxury to have 4 weeks where I don't have to think about the politics of my country and I don't have to think about the daily life obligations, and I can really prepare for something that's going to be almost like a life-changing time for me, because I have to leave Cairo for maybe a year,
right,
and be in a context which I think is going to be very challenging for me. Working towards a project that has to do with the Egyptian Revolution. So there's a lot of process, if you want.
Yes. Now, Era, tell us about what you're working on in your particular art form.
So I usually do video installation work. And I filmed the project right before coming to Omai, and I've been editing it in those few weeks that I've been here, and it actually has been really incredible, because just as Lara said, I had the time to concentrate and really focus on that work, and then also have visits with really interesting people and talk about it while I'm in process of editing the piece. So it has been really productive and fruitful.
Let me ask you a question that is impossible to answer.
Yes.
All right. And just know I realize that it's impossible to answer, but if you were to You recorded this material, and if you were not to have come here and you were to either stay in a regular routine or go somewhere else, do you think it would have come out differently in some way, shape, or form?
I think so, absolutely. I think, first of all, it would definitely take me way more time to finish it.
Right.
Then I think, because the impact, the feedback that I got from other people coming to my studio while I'm still editing it was really, really beneficial. And I think it made me do some decisions that otherwise I wouldn't have done. So it was really great to work here on that piece.
I'm glad I asked the question now. I feel better.
So
you had a great answer. Yes, more than possible. You gave a great answer. Now, Taro, tell us about your work. I noticed you were nodding when Lara was talking about kind of organizing. Is that what you have been doing?
Right. Yeah. That's one thing amongst many things I've been doing at all my. And because I just finished my solo show in Tokyo, and I just came right before this residency, so I didn't have anything, any particular project in my mind. But I've been working on a similar concept, which is a kind of like a violent aspect of our desire and the society, how society functions when they deal with certain kind of people from outside of the society. So that's what I wanted to focus on. And so my work has been more like a sculpture-based installation, but also I started focusing on more performance and also video installation too, which I wanted to somehow start in this residency. And I started noticing interested in actually the gun shooting culture here, and so I wanted to somehow deal with this culture. So and I started researching, and I went to the shooting range actually for the first time in my life, and that was very shocking to me.
How is it different? Mm-hmm. I mean, what shocked you about? I'm fascinated by this.
First of all, I think that the power of the machine, I mean the gun itself, I had never shot before. Actually, I shot just small gun way before, like 20 years ago or so. But I tried shotgun. Yeah, that was so strong. And the sound was so loud also. And that shock just came to me physically rather than idea. Because when I see the news, or when I think about gun culture or shooting or crimes, I'm from Oakland, California. Lots of crimes happening. But the idea of gun had been more idea rather than the physical experience. But actually, I got mugged, robbed at gunpoint a year ago or so in Oakland. So that was also another experience I had physically too. So I wanted to deal with something. If I deal with an issue, I want to kind of personalize it. I want to experience physically. So that's how You know, that's what I started doing in this residency.
Because it seems in your work that some of the work that I have seen that you're working on. There's very much a message to it. There are like missile types. You go into the nuclear idea. I mean, there's larger things here.
What I'm doing is not giving a message, I think. Definitely taking the motifs from historical events or the political or social issues. But what I'm trying to do is the raising question rather than
right.
giving message.
No, yes, and that's my fault. Because you're absolutely right. But what you want people, but you want, and it seems that this is the case for all three of you, you want people to think and take something away that they can chew on for a while after they work. I mean, this isn't just for solely visual pleasure.
No, absolutely not.
There's more there.
Yeah. So that's how we live, you know, everyday life, and reading news and also experiencing things around our in our everyday life, and then I get questions, and I want to start focusing on you know, specific issues, and then I want to present in the form of question, at the same time in the form of like a visual presentation.
I'm fascinated because, and I guess this is the case for all of your work, but I'll start with you, Tara, which is that there is the sculpture. Uh-huh. And then there is the placement of the sculpture, right?
Sure.
I mean, there is the sculpture itself, uh-huh. and then where to put it to elicit that type of reaction that you're looking for.
Absolutely. So the placement is definitely important. Or
so I assume that's going into what you're doing here at Artomai of cataloging, but also thinking that through.
What's interesting, when Ruth was talking about almost like this residency is the bubble, it doesn't have context. It doesn't have like everyday life around me. But by having this really known everyday life residency, and you know, we got fed every day, and we are having party, drinking. It's so happy. But this life actually makes me more aware of what I have been in other places and what's going on around the world. So because it's very, very, I feel the contrast between this residency life and also the lives around us. I think that's why I started thinking more about like social issues carefully, I think. So, if it makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah. And Lara, I think in looking at your work, it can be anything from a visual montage, photography, video, installations, architectural. It ranges quite a bit, doesn't it?
Yes. I like to experiment and throw myself in new things all the time. But I also realized, first of all, I moved to Egypt 18 years ago, where I come from. And I moved back, and there was no...
You're Egyptian and Lebanese?
I'm Egyptian-Lebanese. I'm from a Lebanese community, yep. Emigrated to Egypt. And I moved back to Cairo, and I was a photographer, or I liked to take photographs at that point, and I couldn't print my work. So I started to experiment with what I had. So I had only access to printing very basic, you know, vacation kind of prints. So I started like that. And then from there, I wanted to enlarge a little bit my use of imagery and made these costumes and then sort of built mythologies that I photographed in different landscapes and created these big collages. And then from there, I realized I wasn't really a photographer. I was everything I wanted to be. If I wanted something, I just should do it. So that's how I developed my work and realized also that what's more important for me is not that I'm a video artist or a photographer, or I don't really have a medium necessarily, but I think the medium imposes itself with the sense of what you need to say and do and what you need to process. Mm. So for me, it's really about how I feel something, I want to work on this, and I need to find the form to manifest this idea in the best possible way so that people can experience what I'm trying to make them experience. So a lot of my work is very immersive and experiential, if you want.
And Ira, let me ask you this question. You do video installations, and you, as you mentioned, you've shot the footage, and you're going to you've been working on that and editing mm-hmm. it. Do you know, is the, how do I say this? I understand, obviously, you know what you're going for in the shooting, mm-hmm. but is the editing a completely different artistic process in the sense of it can perhaps change what you were originally thinking because it allows. It really does allow you to be so artistic with to interpret and to manipulate mm-hmm. what you have shot.
Yeah, well, definitely. The way I work usually, I work in very planning everything ahead. So I storyboard and so I film pretty much in a way that I know how I'm going to edit. But then there's always this thing that I have a lot of filmmakers experience when they start editing. There's this moment of from the fantasy to reality of how you imagine the work to look and then how it actually looks. And there's this moment of falling in love with it and then falling out of love and disappointment. So it's a very emotional kind of moment that you have to deal with. And then you just work with what you have. And so, but, you know, there are always, sometimes there are good accidents, sometimes they're bad, but definitely it's something in the editing process changes. And it's not exact. It's very dynamic. It's not exactly how you think it's going. How I wrote it. It's not exactly how I planned it. But in the end, it's something that kind of evolves throughout the process.
So, Ruth, for the last 4 weeks, you've been housing and clothing and feeding these people. And they've been doing wonderful work. How do you give us a sense of what will be going on this weekend? How you show it off? And then ultimately, you know, check up on it later.
Yep. We have a lot going on this weekend. We have, you know, what started out 23 years ago as a sort of a nice party with friends to celebrate the artist has turned into a dinner, a big dinner under a tent, fancy dinner with dancing afterwards. And then the next morning we have a brunch, and there's information on these events on our website, artomai.org. After the brunch, it's kind of amazing and beautiful. The artists and the audience, you know, I don't know, maybe 200, 300 people at brunch, all walk down this gorgeous hill and the gorgeous, you know, Omai, it's a beautiful sculpture park and bucolic landscape. Looking, you can see the Catskills. And we all walk down the driveway where there will be an installation in an old silo. There will actually be an artistic installation that's kind of amazing. It has to do with balloons. I won't tell you more. And then we'll walk down the road as a group, which is always a nice sight to see. And there's the barns, three different buildings full of studios. And people are welcome to just tour the studios from 1 to 5. That part is free. And everybody's welcome. And it's kind of always stunning, obviously different every year. I just can't go wrong. I think it's the best Sunday of the summer.
That's terrific. Wow. Well, yeah, have fun with that. Pressure's on for all of us. Yeah. Actually, I have to deliver now. There's no such thing as a free meal. Omai International Arts Center is located in Ghent, New York, and Art Omai Weekend 2014 is this weekend. To learn more, visit artomai.org. You know, one of the big drawbacks of radio, and there are few, but one of them is that visual art is a difficult thing to explain. I urge people not only to check out Art Omai and to go this weekend, but to go to their site and to check out these artists because their work is phenomenal. It is beautiful, beautiful work, and it's really incredible to see. You're all just incredible. So thank you very, very much for being with us, and I hope everyone will head on out to Art Omai Weekend this weekend. Learn more by going to Art Omai. That's ARTOMI. ARTOMI.org. Ruth, you're a saint. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's a
great pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're
listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.